Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Crop residue plays an essential role in soil health and resilience, and for growers in the drier areas of the state, grass crops like wheat, grain sorghum, and corn fit well. Adding a broadleaf to the mix is essential, and for years, sunflowers have filled that rotational segment. But recent challenges with pests and disease are leading western South Dakota growers to look for another broadleaf crop. SDSU Extension Agronomy Field Specialist Clarence Winter.
Warm season broadleaf crops like soybeans and sunflowers, they don't have a lot of time after the harvest window to be able to plant something behind it, or like a relay crop or a cover crop. Whereas a cool season broadleaf, all of a sudden you're harvesting in August and you have at least, 40 days to be able to establish something out in the field, assuming that soil moisture is available.
Considerations for selecting a broadleaf crop for drier climates include intensity, diversity, and profitability. Winter says a good fit might be canola, a cool season broadleaf with great market potential and agronomic pluses.
There's herbicide-tolerant varieties, there's drought-resistant and shadow-resistant varieties, all these things that are going to kind of help the progression of production in western South Dakota improve. But some of the other ones that still fall under that category are flax and camelina. Camelina is one of those that is still kind of in its infancy in the crop genetic side of things, but I propose or hypothesize that that is going to have a bigger market share moving forward. Mostly because it's got a very complex oil molecule. They can use it for renewable jet fuel, biofuel, those kind of things.
Visit extension.sdstate.edu for more on crop diversity and intensity.